What is happening, psych athletes? Welcome back to the Psych Athletes Podcast. It's Ryan, your host, and today I'm going to be teaching you guys how to compete with fearlessness. I'm going to tell you guys how to understand really how fear is kind of built thought by thought, okay? And then I'm going to give you some preventative measures against these negative thoughts and this fear, and then what to do when you feel fear in the moment. That's what we're going to be talking about today, guys. Leave us a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Join our Facebook group if you want our 9 mental drills to start unlocking your peak potential. And store coming soon. A bunch of affordable programs and mini courses will be available to you guys shortly. Those are in the works, so I hope you guys are looking forward to that. Follow us on Instagram. I don't know if I said that already. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And I hope you guys enjoy the episode. This one's really informational and insightful. I'll see you guys in the episode. So basically, guys, like the ideal athlete, right? They're not scared to fail. Okay, your professional elite athlete, we're not scared of failure, all right? They're not worried about the repercussions of failure, the consequences, you know. They're able to compete with complete confidence in their natural talent, moving swiftly and with precision, always making the right decisions, you know, unconsciously, competing with this sense of fearlessness, right? This athlete is always rooted in reality, the present moment, breathing away feelings of doubt, anxiety, and stress, all right? This is the ideal athlete. This is who we're striving to become. So how do we become this athlete? How do we eliminate this that anxious sensation in our bodies during pressure situations or thinking about an upcoming game? How do we cast aside all negative expectations, external factors, destructive thought processes? How do we compete with fearlessness? Okay, so fear, what it is it's a thought process that results from telling yourself negative things about a situation. Okay, fear is always rooted in irrational negative thoughts and expectations. Okay, fear was a highly adaptive trait, I think that's how you say it, adaptive trait, when we were like fighting woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers with spears and shit, right? Fear helped us know whether it was time to fight or run. It was like a survival mechanism in a way. The thing is, though, it's not useful anymore, okay? But that doesn't mean that us as humans have eradicated that mechanism, that sense of fear within ourselves. Instead, we worry about money, deadlines, popularity, how we play, whether we win or lose, whether we win or whether we succeed or fail, okay? Our brain then sends us fear signals that manifest as stress, anxiety, agitation, nervousness, thinking that we're in a life or death fight. So our battles with saber-toothed tigers and woolly mammoths are now battles against, you know, deadlines, with jobs, with our social status, how we compete, playing the game, okay? That's what fear has become now, all right? And the thing is, like, we as humans, that's the power of our minds, right? We humans have a bizarre capacity to take the most minor inconveniences, the minor worries in our lives, and turn them into life or death situations. And as athletes, we care a lot about how we perform. It's our whole identity, right? This is what we do. We compete, we play, we perform, and we have fun. That's what we do as athletes. And when things don't go our way, or we're nervous about things, and we start developing these negative expectations, right? We take these situations that, in a broader perspective, have no real meaning in the world, and we blow them out of proportion. That's how fear kind of starts. And it all begins and ends with our self-talk. I've been talking a lot about internal dialogue and affirmations and self-talk recently because I've been doing a lot of, neuroscience research, I guess you could say. I've been doing a lot of research into how our brains work, the synapses and connections that it forms when it learns new things or reacts to certain situations. Self-talk is the building block. Our individual thoughts have major implications, okay? And they can be very destructive if we don't utilize them in the right way. Our world is kind of made up of how we perceive it with our five senses. It's all a construct, okay? Our reality depends on how we observe it. And if we observe it with this sense of negativity, of this hopelessness, and we worry about all the little things and blow them out of proportion, we're going to see the world and we're going to see the world in a lesser light. Okay, we're going to see it in a more negative light. And that's reflected in how we feel about ourselves. Okay, so when confronted with a challenge or a potentially negative situation, we often choose to focus on why it won't work rather than why it will. We focus on the negatives rather than the positives. Okay, it begins and ends with our self-talk. For example, if you're a runner, okay, you have a big race coming up and your coach tells you like you're running the anchor in the relay, all right? And when feeling fearful, people often magnify their inadequacies and former failures, and they start to feel unworthy and unable to cope. Okay, and the negative cycle just builds from there, from one initial thought. So if you have a big race coming up and your coach tells you you're running the anchor in a relay, you might think thoughts like, what happens if I mess up? What will my coach think of me if I don't perform? What if I let my teammates down? How will this impact my recruitment? Thoughts like that. Okay, what if I fail and then never run the anchor again? I'm sure you guys can relate to a lot of these, you know, destructive thoughts, these negative initial thoughts. And then what happens is fear then builds from this negative internal dialogue. Fear and the resulting anxiety can trigger physical symptoms and bodily responses. We talk about this all the time. You know, our fear, our stress, our anxiety manifests physically in shortness of breath, or in nervousness, or twitchy, inability to focus or hear, okay, increased heart rate, distractibility, emotional pain, okay? So fear manifests as these things in physical forms. Fear has a direct impact on your performance, all right? So the problem with fear is that it lurks in the back of your mind, right? You might not think you're very fearful during games and competitions. You might have this rah-rah mentality, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm not scared of anything. I'm gonna go out there and compete. A lot of people think they have that mentality, but it lurks in the back of their minds, you know, this fear, this sensation of wanting or longing or needing something to happen, okay? And then at unexpected times, when you feel most vulnerable, it surfaces, it grips a person's thought and directs or dictates behaviors, ultimately impacting your performance. Next thing you know, you're in your most vulnerable state, waiting, say you're still a track runner, waiting for the baton to get to you, and that fear that stemmed from your negative self-talk now manifests as nervousness, as hesitation, stress, anxiety, and you're no longer able to perform at your peak potential. And it all starts with your internal self-dialogue. Okay, this might be an exaggerated example. You know, I'm not sure everyone's initial thoughts when, you know, discovering that they're going to start in a game or compete in a big match or run the anchor in a relay. It always doesn't happen like that. There's very minute examples of self-destructive thought, of initial internal dialogue when reacting to a certain situation. It could be like running out onto the field before a game. You might get that little sensation of that fear, and then that hesitation starts to develop and that overthinking starts. Okay, there's little tiny examples, maybe even driving to a game, maybe even waking up in the morning. Okay, fear can manifest in any moment, all right, big or small, doesn't matter how minute, all right? So what do we need to kind of do to prevent and or deal with fear? All right, preventative measures. Number one, thought correction, guys. I know I'm doing a lot of self-talk shit and affirmations, and it all sounds like woo-woo nonsense, but there is scientific data that backs, you know, positive thinking and the impact that it can have on your performance. So number one, preventative measure against fear, thought correction. A great way to analyze how you might build fear through negative self-talk and expectations is to pay attention to your thoughts. Okay, that's the first step in any sort of kind of self-help or confidence building or breaking people out of depression. It's CBT therapy. It's recognizing destructive thoughts and correcting them. Okay, so analyze how you might build fear through negative self-talk and expectations. Pay attention to your thoughts. How do you react when your coach tells you you're starting? Okay, is your first thought like, shit, I hope I don't mess up, or I can't let my team down, or I need to do well or else I won't get this opportunity again. I need to do well or else everyone will think I'm bad. Are those some of your first thoughts? Like, you might have some positive ones too. You might feel some excitement, but then these negative thoughts accompany them. Okay, do you ever get that feeling or these thoughts and emotions when you're told maybe you have a high pressure upcoming situation? Okay, how do you react when you're being praised? This is a big one. How do you react when you're being praised? Is your first thought like, I'm not deserving? Is your first thought about all the things that are bad about you or your inadequacies? I do this all the time. My girlfriend always tells me how proud she is of me or of the things that we're doing here at Psych Athletes, and my family's always praising me. And, you know, I get constant emotional support from family members and from loved ones, not just about what I'm doing here, but in life as a whole. And I often feel like I neglect their praise. My first thoughts are always like, I'm not doing enough. Or my first thoughts are, I don't deserve that kind of praise. I haven't achieved anything yet. And that is so destructive, because what it does is it forms this idea in your mind that you're not good enough. okay? And that carries over and it bleeds into how you think, how you act, and how you perform just from those initial thoughts, and then they spiral out of control. And then you get scared of the future or of doing what you need to do or competing or focusing. You get scared of these things. I know it's very minute examples, but these things are real, and they start with just a tiny little thought. I do this all the time. I hope you guys can relate to me, but a great way to kind of analyze your thought patterns is how you react to when people praise you. Okay, do you react with "I'm not deserving"? Is your first thought like all the things that are not good with you or bad about you? Instead, we need to introduce counter thoughts. I'm going to get into that in a little bit. But another thing, how do you think about upcoming competitions or maybe future goals? Does, like, if you're a high school athlete, does college scare you? Or does the next level of competition scare you? Does reaching your ultimate goal kind of scare you because you're thinking about how it might not happen? Okay, do you think what would happen if you fail? Or what would other people think of you if you fail? Do you think about how hard it is and how unlikely it is that you'll do well? These are self-destructive thoughts, and they will build fear. And that fear will manifest in how you perform, how you behave, how you talk, how you act. Okay, this is huge, guys. Unfortunately, it's natural to have these thoughts that I'm talking about when you react to when you're being praised or when you think about upcoming competition or future goals. It's natural to have negative thoughts and reactions to these things. It's been ingrained in us, you know, throughout evolution, okay? Fear is not something we can easily escape, but we can't become attached to these thoughts, okay? We can't let them fester and continue, or else they will build fear and manifest as deficiencies during games and competitions. So instead, we need to correct these thoughts. We need to do thought correction. We need to counter these negative thoughts with positive thoughts. We need to begin rewiring our brain and strengthen the connections in our mind associated with positivity, of success, of confidence, and fearlessness. Okay, overcoming fear, overcoming any mental, you know, plague or struggle that you might encounter during games and competitions, it begins from the ground up. It begins thought by thought, correcting them one by one and moving on. I know it sounds so tedious, okay, but that's the process of rewiring your brain, of adapting or adopting a new mindset, of overcoming fear and competing with fearlessness, no longer plagued by nerves, anxiety, hesitation, stuff like that. We need to begin thought by thought. And I was talking to a close friend recently, and it's been a tough time for them. It's been a tough time for everybody during COVID and the pandemic. And I've noticed a lot of people struggling with their mental health. And they'll tell me that, you know, day after day, they'll have this one negative thought, and then it'll spiral, and then they'll get stuck in this self-fulfilling cycle of negativity. Okay, but the only way to escape or break that cycle of negativity and fear is to counter each individual negative thought that you have one by one and move on. And you have to keep doing it until those thoughts don't pop up anymore. I know it sounds tedious and I know it sounds hard, but as soon as you start recognizing your own destructive thought patterns and you start correcting them, it's going to become second nature to you, and you're going to be living and performing with this sense of appreciation, this positivity, this happiness, okay, instead of this negativity and this fear. All right, so I hope that makes sense for you guys. Number two in preventative measures in dealing with fear is use affirmations, okay? Using affirmations, I know I've been talking about affirmations a lot. Again, you guys can get the affirmation handbook if you message me on Instagram or join the Facebook group. But guys, using affirmation is like being proactive against these negative thoughts and emotions, okay? It's like doing your homework ahead of time, all right? Instead of waiting for these negative thoughts to pop up, And using counter thoughts, which I still want you guys to do. Instead of waiting, though, I want you to begin using affirmations to introduce and reinforce the connections and pathways in your brain associated with positivity, confidence, and happiness. What it's gonna do, all right, is serve as a buffer against negative thoughts and self-talk. Okay, it's gonna make it easier for you to counter them when they come. Okay, so thought correction, number one. Number two, affirmations. And guys, this stuff is all written. I know I talk a lot, but basically it's all written in Facebook groups, just in a little bit of a shorter format, because obviously I ramble. And it's on Instagram as well. So if you guys want this stuff, and I'm going to begin uploading these scripts or monologues as kind of blogs on the Psych Athletes website, so you guys can find them there. So it's all going to be written and it's all going to be available to you guys, because I know you're just listening to me and it's hard to really process and kind of integrate this information. So I understand that. It's all written in the Facebook group, so just join it and you can find the whole thing there. But again, preventative measures in dealing with fear, affirmations, and correcting thoughts, self-correction. All right. Dealing with fear in the moment. Now, I told you guys how to prevent, you know, feelings of fear, but now we're going to be talking about dealing with fear in the moment, because we're human and fear and these negative thoughts, they're going to pop up. I talk about it all the time. But first things first, when you feel fear in the moment, when you feel that rising sense of tension or anxiety in a familiar situation or a new challenge, you must contact reality. Number one, contact reality. In other words, contact the present moment. I say it all the time. If you're in, this isn't actually my quote, it's from some, some entrepreneur, self-help guy or something. But if you're in your head, you're dead. All right. When you focus on reality, you get out of your head. This means paying attention to sensory experiences. Guys, when we're in the present moment, when we're so absorbed in what's going on around us and the game in front of us, we're not in our head anymore. That's why when you kind of perform well and you're in the zone, you don't really remember anything, because you're not really thinking. You're not thinking about all your actions. You're not thinking about all the consequences or the results or what people think about you. You're not thinking about none of that bullshit. What you're doing is focused in the present moment. So we kind of have to physically put ourselves in the present moment when we get feelings of fear or anxiety, okay? Contact reality. Pay attention to sensory experiences. Focus on your breathing, okay? I talk about that all the time. Breathing is the number one thing you need to do when you ever feel fear or anxiety during games competitions. Fear, breathing is centering ourselves in the present moment, okay? It relaxes the muscles in our diaphragm, relaxes the muscles in our body. It gets us out of our head and into the present moment. Breathing is number one. Number two, I used to do this kind of all the time. Whenever I found myself stuck in my head, I would listen to and I would kind of feel the wind, okay? And I always had this thing in baseball, whenever I felt like a strong gust of wind, I knew I was gonna do well. Isn't that weird? That's really weird, because what happens was when I thought about those things, or when I paid attention and I observed my environment, I found myself more connected with reality and more connected with the present moment. And I was out of my head and I performed much better in those moments. Again, pay attention to sensory experiences around you if you feel that you're stuck in your head during games competitions. Number three, feel your clothes touching your skin. That's also another thing you can do. Pay attention to how your clothes feel on your body. Just pay attention to sensory things. Look at the sky, gaze at the sky, okay? These are four things that you can do to get out of your head and into the present moment. I did a thing in baseball, and I know a lot of baseball players do, is they look at like the foul pole, okay? That's like engaging our sensory experiences, okay? That's observing our environment around us in the present moment. That's why a lot of people do it. All this stuff and these techniques that people do may sound like superstitions, but they have scientific backing, okay? These things work, they exist, they are true, all right? I need you guys to start understanding that and doing these things, okay? So again, thoughts are going to arise in these certain situations when you feel fearful. They always do. The key is to not let them hijack your presence, okay? This is how you compete with fearlessness. You understand how it's formed, how fear is kind of built thought by thought. Okay, and then you go in and you kind of tear all that shit down and start building it back up with positive counter thoughts. Okay, you use affirmations, you reinforce those synapses and connections associated with positivity, confidence, and happiness. Okay, and in the moment, when you do, on the slightest chance, experience fear, anxiety, or self-doubt, center yourself in the present moment. Focus on your breathing. Listen to and feel the wind. Feel your clothes touching your skin. Gaze at the sky. Guys, all these things, they will work and they will help you combat fear and have you start playing with this sense of fearlessness, of this carefreeness, trusting your athletic ability, and not overthinking your every move during games and competitions. I promise this is going to help you. If you guys need anything else, be sure to message me on Instagram, join the Facebook group. I'm always available to talk. You guys can schedule a call below if you want one-on-one mental training. It's a free call. We just go over what you're struggling with, get to know you a little bit, see if you're a good fit and how we can help you out. I'm also working on a store. Finally, I told you guys I was working on a store like 2 months ago, but I'm in the works of creating affordable products for you guys. I'm putting my heart and soul into it, and it's gonna be really cheap because I want you guys to have access to these resources. It's gonna be things like confidence building playbook, introduction to mindfulness techniques, introduction to mental training, just starter tutorials for you guys so you can begin performing at your peak potential through mental training. The store is coming soon. Yes, make sure you guys join the Facebook group. Again, if you guys want our 9 mental drills to begin unlocking your peak potential, follow us on Instagram, leave us a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, and I will see you guys in the next episode. What's up, guys? Ryan here, just interrupting my regularly scheduled rambling to let you know that Psych Athletes is offering coaching services. So if you haven't had enough of me yet, you want some one-on-one help with someone who's been in your shoes, schedule a call with me and we'll get to the root of your ongoing mental hurdles. We'll give you personalized mental training techniques, drills, and advice, and we'll put you in the best possible position to unlock your true potential. I wanted to make it super affordable for you guys, so it's super cheap. Just head on down to the description, click on psychathletes.com, schedule a call with me, and we'll get started. Back to the episode.